Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little lamb,
The fall. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show. Turn up your mind.
We're in the countdown. Not the Taliban, not Hamas, not Al-Qaeda. If the brutal murder of Dr. George Tiller, the Wichita OBGYN, who among many other things provided abortions, does not qualify as an act of domestic terrorism, what does? Dr. Tiller having been gunned down in the vestibule of his church where he had been serving as an usher, his medical practice having been targeted many times before. In 1986, a bomb exploding on the roof of his clinic, he reopened. In 1993, Dr. Tiller shot in both arms by an anti-abortion activist. He returned to work. Abortion in this country legal for the past 36 years. This man accused of deciding which laws apply and which do not. Police arresting Scott Roeder in connection with Dr. Tiller's murder. And what were the kinds of things he and or those around him heard about Dr. Tiller from Fox News?
Killing babies in America. That's the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. For $5,000, Tiller, the baby killer as some call him, will perform a late-term abortion for just about any reason. You're okay with some woman being depressed, executing her child hours before it's born.
There's a lot of evidence there that he was performing illegal late-term abortions and covering up instances of child rape.
You should be disturbed by what continues to happen in Kansas. This man, Dr. George Tiller, known as Tiller the Baby Killer, is performing late-term abortions without defining the specific medical reasons why.
Dr. George Tiller, who is one of the few doctors in the United States who performs the Hitlerian procedure known as a partial birth abortion.
Right. Tiller has killed thousands of late-term fetuses without explanation. No question Dr. Tiller has blood on his hands.
Tiller, the baby killer out in Kansas, acquitted. Acquitted today of murdering babies. There's got to be a special place in hell for this guy.
For 4 years, on at least 28 occasions, that is what was said on Fox News Channel.
Bye-bye, Bill. Bye-bye. Billy on the street, everybody. Billy on the street. So... Who here won O'Reilly's contest to guess where he was going on his vacation? Who did? I did, because I said forced retirement. There, I won. So Bill's in Italy. He's in Italy. No hurry to come back, Bill. No hurry to come back. I hear Tuscany is lovely in the fall. Just remain. Just stay in Italy. Just stay there. Oh, my God. Finally, after 21 long years and a couple of deaths and Pizzagate and shooting stuff up and Tiller the baby killer and his porn books.
Say, baby, put down that pipe and get my pipe up.
Yeah, that was him reading from his pornography book that he wrote.
Say, baby, put down that pipe and get my pipe up.
What is with people's pipes? What is with people's sticks? Why is this so important? I mean, everything is, a stick and it's all about, faking your stick. And then with Bill, he adds food. With Bill, he adds food. It's like he calls people up and says he wants to do stuff with a falafel. And apparently the final straw was a clerk or, I don't know if clerk is the right word for a woman who works in an office, who does, general, scheduling and, typing and things like that. I don't know what. But this woman, she also called Lisa Bloom, the attorney that represented Wendy Walsh. And said she didn't want any money either. She just wanted to let them know that Bill O'Reilly had passed by her desk every single day, never talked to her, just grunted at her like a wild boar, she said. And then he would call her, looking good, hot chocolate. Ew. So she called the, because Lisa Bloom said, at Fox they say you got to use the, you have to use the hotline. They actually have a hotline set up there because there is so much of the Playboy mentality that women are not safe in that place. And I've told you that I've seen it myself. It's just really strange what goes on there. But So this woman called, she called the hotline. And of course, the hotline, they'll keep you on the phone for 2 hours. You know why? You know why? Because the company that represents Fox News, like if you go to court, the lawyers that show up, they're on the other end of the hotline. Okay, so they try and get all your information about what you're gonna say before you even file anything on the hotline. I mean, it's like an ambush. It really is. It's horrible. And they say they keep you on the phone for like 2 hours, and they ask you what you were wearing and where were you and what day did this happen and how many documents did you keep? And, you know, did you keep a diary? Do you write things down? Do you write it on your computer? Do you write it in a notebook? You know, all this stuff so that they know what to, you know, ask for in discovery to debunk you. I mean, it's very sick. So anyway, this girl who was working at Fox News, she said he would never talk to me. He wouldn't even say hello except to grunt like a wild boar. Lisa Bloom told The Hollywood Reporter he would leer at her. He would always do this when no one else was around. And she was scared. So Lisa Bloom, as a lawyer herself who represents, you know, women who have these claims of, you know, unsafe work environment, sexual harassment, physical abuse, all that stuff. She said she spoke to three witnesses who knew the woman and confirmed that she was upset and she was stressed at the end of every workday. And Lisa said, look, this woman's not asking for money either. She just wants to know that she just wanted her story out so that, you know, people could have a safer work environment over at the Foxy News Channel. I mean, it's unbelievable. So that isn't enough. That's not what caused it. Apparently, all of O'Reilly's advertisers fled. Color of Change really did do a great job contacting at least 70 advertisers. And, you know, it's like United Airlines. Even they won't go near Bill O'Reilly. What does that tell you? And they'll beat you. They'll break your face. They'll knock your teeth out, but not they won't go near Bill O'Reilly. I mean, I'm just saying. So now this African-American worker at Fox said O'Reilly used to leer at her, call her hot chocolate. And, you know, that has to be true because no one can make up cornball stuff like that. It is Bill O'Reilly's M.O. I mean, you know, hot chocolate and falafels. I don't know if he's hungry for sex or if he's just plain hungry. I have no earthly idea. But these people are nuts. They are nuts.
Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it. Sure. There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out? Okay. What is...
For credits.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, go, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is a...
Okay. In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! Thing sucks!
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
He couldn't do that. Yeah, no, he's not abusive. He doesn't treat his employees poorly. This was a man, obviously. This was, you could hear him in the background. This was a producer. You ought to kiss my butt, Mr. Leary.
Thank you, Randy.
Yes, you really should. I mean, people do work for people like that. I have worked with people like that. Not that they would talk to me like that, but I've seen them talk to their producers like that. I really have. Because they couldn't do a couple of lines off of a teleprompter. I can't do it. F you. Like, his lips aren't working, and this is your fault. And then when his lips do work, they call you hot chocolate. I mean, you can't win with this guy. This guy is pure poison. But the thing that really struck me as the worst of all his offenses, for years now, it's been 10 years since Scott Roeder murdered Dr. Tiller in church. You know, Dr. Tiller was at church. He was an usher. And he was in church the day that Scott Roeder killed him. That's 10 years ago, because, you know, you could see that it was still, Keith Olbermann was still on MSNBC. It was still a good channel then, still good. But, I mean, it's just unbelievable to me that, you know, it took 70 or, you know, 77 advertisers to finally say, okay, it's embarrassing. We can't advertise with him. And then the Murdoch family had to actually make the decision. And the Murdoch family was divided, just so you know. Lachlan Murdoch was for keeping him. And the other son was against keeping him. And then Lackland's wife convinced Lackland to join the other son. I mean, it's like everybody's got their family business now, but this is Fox News, okay? Now it's the White House, too. Now it's the White House. We have the Trump family business is posing as our official government. And, you know, these people can't get anything right. By the way, did you see Ivanka got all these copyrights to sell her crap in China now as soon as she met with President Xi? Didn't I tell you? These people are making an absolute mess of our foreign policy based on enriching themselves. And the president doesn't seem to realize that he is the commander in chief and should stop staffing it out to the military. I had this conversation. I got to say, unfortunately, I disagreed. And I disagreed, kindly and with respect, I'll say respectfully, with Malcolm Nance. Do you remember I had him on last week and I asked him a couple of questions about how can this work? Staffing it out to the military. How can this possibly work? And for those of you who missed that show, perhaps you'll recall that I said that the military always needs a civilian in charge. Always. And you couldn't figure out why I said that. And I kept telling you because you don't want a country that has military coups. And you unleash the military. You decouple it from civilian control. And you put the military in charge. Well, guess what? The military is always going to want to use the military as the solution to the problem. Just like the State Department is always going to want to use diplomacy as the solution to the problem. Just like the intelligence community is going to want to use the intelligence community to solve every problem. It's just how you're taught. It's what you do. It's belief in what you do that makes you think that your particular part of solving problems is the problem-solving part. And, you got Trump now, who is staffing out everything, and civilian casualties are at an all-time high. We're apparently missing runways. We apparently used Afghanistan as a bomb test site with this Moab thing. And now, all of a sudden, the president is so out of the loop, which scares the bejesus out of me, that his entire administration, from Sean Spicer to H.R. McMaster to General Mattis himself. Now, General Mattis ought to be super, super embarrassed, and he needs to go. I'm so sorry. I know everybody loves Mad Dog's nickname, but he lied. He lied, and he said that we had this armada, that it was steaming toward North Korea. When listen, anybody that's ever served knows that the people in charge know where every single ship in the Navy is on any given day and at any given moment. Right now, people are with big giant maps. The same thing with aircraft. The same thing with civilian aircraft. Okay, we know where everything is all the time, every minute of every day. So to lie, this armada story, this one freaked me out, I gotta say. And you know what's crazy about, let me just show you something. This is Sean Spicer today, trying to cover up the lie. Sean, save yourself. I thought surely after the Hitler thing, on Pesach, no less, he called them, concentration, centers, on Passover. And I didn't make a big to-do. I didn't, because I was very busy with Moses on my mind, trying to do the right thing. And, I had to play that night. I think I was Wild Animals. Last year, my mother was Boils. This year, she was Lice, And so I was playing a plague, and I got into my role. But, I thought he was finished, didn't you? I really did. Check this out today. This is unbelievable. You know the story. Let me just tell you that, Trump said that we had this armada. I played this for everybody played this because it was scary. It was really scary right before Easter weekend. And he said we had this armada and it had submarines and the submarines were nuclear and they were much more powerful than even the aircraft carrier group and, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so he says all this, and then Mattis said the same thing at his press conference, and then McMaster said the same thing on the television, and they kept using the same word. Funny. These people don't know a lot of words. They kept saying prudent. I hate that word, and so it stuck out. I'm not a fan of words that begin with P. Just not a fan. I don't know why. But they all kept saying prudent, prudent, prudent. It would be prudent. Why is the Carl Vinson group steaming, like a pile of crap, steaming to the North Korean peninsula? Because it's prudent. They all said it. I could play that first, but I think that they said that. I have those clips. But this is what Sean Spicer's answer was to all these lies about sending an armada. And keep this in mind. You know, Teddy Roosevelt, he said, speak softly and carry a big stick. Donald Trump yells threats and lies about his stick. Bill O'Reilly, too. Something with men and their sticks. Don't know what it is. It turns out Trump's stick is not anything that he said it was, and it's nowhere near where it's supposed to be.
That led people within this administration to believe the vessel was thousands of miles away from its actual location.
Well, I mean, Paycom put out a release talking about...
he's blaming everyone else.
Ultimately ending up in the Korean Peninsula. That's what it will do. I think we were asked very clearly about the use of a carrier group in terms of deterrence and foreign presence and what that meant. I think that's what we discussed. I would refer you back to any other issues with that to the Department of Defense.
Does the president believe that he might have spoken too quickly on this location of the vessel before it was actually
president
arriving?
Said we have an armada going towards the peninsula. That's a fact. It happened. It is happening, rather.
It did not happen. This is what I don't get. So he says, you know, you got this president who says, I don't telegraph my military moves. I don't tell, which, you know, scares the bejesus out of our allies because Japan was going to meet us there. Just saying. So if Japan was sailing there and we weren't, they probably got there and it's like being in the mall going, where's my kid? Said you'd meet me here in front of, in front of Starbucks. I'm looking, where's my, oh my God, they're not here. They're not here. Well, somebody text them. Do you know what I mean? Japan was supposed to be with us doing this thing. It's unbelievable. But it turns out that Trump did telegraph. He did say he was sending an armada to North Korea. Japan was going to join us there and all this stuff. And it turns out that when he does tell you what his military plans are, he's lying. Threats are dangerous, but empty threats are deadly. Deadly. And Sean Spicer, it happened, period. I mean, it's happening. What the? I mean, when, Spicer? When are you going to just say my soul is not worth this damn job?
Yeah. Sean, I just want to follow up on that. Obviously when the president of the United States says there's military hardware going to a region in the middle of a crisis on the Korean Peninsula, the allies of the United States are encouraged. When that happens to not be the case, they can interpret that as a false encouragement. So how is this White House explaining to South Korea and Japan that, in fact, during the buildup and the actual DPRK missile launch, there was no USS Carl Vinson?
Oh, God.
Well, respectfully, Jessica, I would ask you to either touch base with PACOM or the Department of Defense. The statement that was put out was that the Carl Vinson group was headed to the Korean Peninsula. It is headed to the Korean Peninsula. it'll arrive there.
It will arrive there. We had this big standoff with North Korea. We said, hey, North Korea, we're locked and loaded. We're ready. You do anything, and we will take a military. All options are on the table. We're streaming. We're steaming towards you. We're going. You know, it's just that we were sending it in the opposite direction. You know, that's and it will happen. Is there? And by the way, you should talk to DOD. You should talk to the Department of Defense. You know why? Because Trump has no earthly idea what the military is doing. He doesn't know because they don't tell him, and that is dangerous for a democracy, even for a representative Republican democracy. You don't want a military coup in this country. You can't not have civilian control over the military. This is a perfect example of why not.
Clear for takeoff.
Randy Rhodes Air Force.
Air Force.
RandyRhodes.com.
Go to RandyRhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.